Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Does anybody really care anymore? Good question for Rally Day. Does anybody really care anymore? Well, maybe it depends. Maybe it depends on whether or not you're an optimist or a pessimist, right? A pessimist might say, nobody cares anymore. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. ISIS is growing. Morality waning. Our elected officials not fixing. But who cares? Let's just eat, drink, and be merry, and not care too much about anything or anyone but ourselves. A pessimist solution might simply be apathy. No care. But an optimist might say, yes, somebody cares. If you had to guess, what would you say Pastor Roberts is, a pessimist or an optimist? Oh, you guys are so generous. I'm neither. Did you know that? I'm not an optimist. Guess what I am? I'm a Christian. You know what that means? It means I'm a pessimist when it comes to thinking that man can do anything right in God's sight. But I am an optimist when I think about God and that God cares. Right? Does he care? You bet. What does God care about? Well, at Rally Day, of course, we should say, well, everything God cares about is revealed in his word, his whole word. But today, I think, from Matthew 18, what we heard in our gospel today, we can hear four things that God truly cares about. May we have hearts and ears to hear them, meditate on them today. Four things. Number one, God cares about children. The disciples asked a question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And did Jesus bring up, you know, a king or himself or some special famous guy and said, he's going to be really good in heaven? He puts in the middle of them a child. And he says, whoever wants to be great in the kingdom of heaven should become like children. They are the M&Ms. They are the model of faith. And not just the model of faith because of their humility, they're also a means, not a means of grace, but a means of how we enter heaven. He says, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must turn and become like children. If you want to enter heaven, the kingdom, you have to turn and become like children. He says, you have to humble yourself, don't you? But Jesus used a child as the model. He cares about children. And not only just as a model, but he also says that we should care about children too. He says in the text, whoever receives a child like one of these in my name receives me. He personally attaches himself to the act of receiving a child in his name. Personally. It gets personal with Jesus. Whoever receives one of these little child receives me. But, he gives a warning too, he does. He says, whoever causes one of these little ones to sin, better to have a millstone tied around his neck and to be thrown into the heart of the sea. A warning. He also gives another warning a little bit later on in the text. He says, whoever despises one of these little ones, never despise one of the little ones because their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Now, what does that mean? So what? As we talked about in Bible class, when the angels are involved, look out. Those six-winged creatures who are military people. Pedro Jr., he's the military guy. Think of the angels, how much military they are, right? They're like the fighting army of hosts. You bring the angels involved, you invoke them, you should be a little afraid. Their angels always see the face of my Father. If my Father sends them down to take care of you, he will. Be a little afraid. But above all, he's given us a warning because, why? Because God cares about children. Number two, God cares about salvation. He does. He talks about it in the text, maybe in a little bit veiled way, in terms of temptation. You see, temptation can thwart our salvation. Not surprising, but it's true. He says in the text, woe to the world for temptations to sin. It's necessary that temptation comes, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. Look out. Someone can tempt you away from your salvation. More than that, you yourself can tempt yourself away from salvation. In fact, he gives some body parts as some examples, doesn't he? If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, what are you supposed to do? Cut it off. Throw it away. For it's better to enter the kingdom of heaven crippled or lame than with two hands and two feet and go into the hell of fire. Or if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. You don't need it. Why? Because your eye can tempt you to sin and then you're not going into heaven. Now this, we should point out, is hyperbole. None of the disciples plucked their eyes out. They were sinners, right? Peter sinned. All of them sinned. They didn't pluck anything out. If we did have to pluck things out, what would we have to pluck out eventually? Our whole selves, right? Everything would have to be cut off. We'd be walking in, you know, we couldn't even walk in anymore. We'd be in trouble. There'd be nothing to go in with. And really, that pushes us to the real thing. Jesus didn't just give an eye for you. He didn't just cut off his hand for you. He didn't cut off a foot for you. He gave his whole self, didn't he? He was all in. All in on the cross. His whole body. Everything. Gave it for you. So that you and all might live. How? By faith in his fulfillment of the law, his fulfillment of the punishment for you. You can go free. You're his child. He cares about children, and he cares about salvation. Third, God cares about mission. It says so in the text. Not the mission that we think of, like we need to go overseas and do mission work over there and over here and over there. He talks about here in the text the mission to the one. And there's two ones I think we can find in this text. The mission to the one. The first, the mission to the one, is to the one who goes astray. He says, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one, does not the man leave the 99 on the mountain? They're safe and fine on the mountain and go after the one who went astray? Why is God telling them this? Why is Jesus teaching them this? He cares about the one who goes astray, doesn't he? And he wants you to care too. He tells the church, everyone is important, every single one. Everyone. Go after the one. Leave the 99. Go get the one. The mission to the one is important. Another thing, to the one who sins against you. This is harder. But he does talk about that in Matthew 18, doesn't he? Mission to the one who sins against you. And who's the missionary? Who are? God cares about the mission to the one who sins against you. Did you know that you have more responsibility when somebody sins against you than the sinner does? He doesn't give the sinner a list of three things they ought to do when they've sinned. He gives you, who've been sinned against, three things you ought to do. Number one, what do? You don't go out and proclaim it in the streets, do you? He's protecting the sinner's reputation. He doesn't want this to get out. He's protecting it. God cares about that person, doesn't he? He cares about the one. He says, you go tell him his fault to him alone. And if you win your brother, praise be to God. God cares about that. But if he doesn't listen to you, what do we do now? Now we go tell everybody, right? No. You bring one or two others, and you tell them his fault. And if he refuses to listen to those two others and you, then tell it, not to the world, not yet. No, no, no. Don't get it out there. That's going to hurt his reputation. Tell it to the church. Maybe he'll listen to the church. That's still a small community. He cares. He's protecting that guy's reputation three times. He cares about that person's reputation. Keep it down. Let's not let this get out. We don't want sinners to be known everywhere, do they? We're all sinners. But let's be missionaries to the one. And then if he doesn't listen to the church, then treat him like a Gentile or tax collector whom you can't do anything about anyway. Then you can tell the world and so forth. Keep it down first. He cares about the mission to the one. God cares about that. Not just the mission to the many, the mission to the one. Such on Sunday school Sunday, rally day Sunday, we think about the mission to the one too. Our teachers care about all of our children. And we care about all of you to come to Bible class. That's why I sent letters out to some of you saying, hey, come to Sunday school. Come back. Let's study God's Word. God cares about each and every one of us. Whether you're in high school or middle school or elementary, preschool, come. It's important to study God's Word. He cares about you. He wants you to grow in the faith. Care about the mission to the one. Finally, number four, God cares about heaven and earth. It says so in the text. He wants heaven and earth to be the same. As it is in one, so be it in the other. He says in the text, whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I think this has to do with sins and forgiving and not forgiving, whether or not somebody repents. That's important. Whatever you do, if your brother doesn't confess his sin to you, then God won't forgive either. But if he repents and you forgive him, God forgives him. That goes together. As it is in heaven, so be it on earth. It's important. It's not just two separate realities. These are one. God wants them to be one. And then he says, wherever two or three agree on earth, right? He says that little phrase, on earth, it will be done by my Father in heaven. Where two of you or three of you agree on earth, it will be done by my Father in heaven. Now that likes, he wants whatever's on earth to be the same as it is in heaven. Whether two or three are gathered, there I am, he says in the text. And that really gets to the heart of the matter. Heaven is where? Where is heaven? Where God is. Where is God? Where Jesus is. Hence, Jesus says, two or three gathered in my name, there the great I am. I am, from the Old Testament. There am I, as it says in the text. Really, we can think, there I am. There God. And where is God? In heaven. And if heaven is down here, so be it. And what do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If heaven and earth are united in Jesus who reconciled us to the Father, then we ought to care about the things that God cares about too. God cares about children. God cares about salvation and temptation. He wants you to be saved. God cares about the mission to the one who is lost and the one who sins against you. And he wants you to care too. And he cares about heaven and earth being the same, united in Jesus. So today, rally day, I ask you not to go away from church as pessimists. Pastor just wants us to come so he can feel justified in his ministry. Oh, okay, we'll come to Bible study so he feels better about himself. Don't do it for me. And don't be pessimists about Bible study and church and everything else. I also ask you not to be optimists, just for optimism's sake. That's foolishness. Oh, I'm just going to be optimistic. I'm going to go to church. Hey, why? Because it's good. Don't do that either. That's not good. I ask you to go away as Christians. What does that mean? I want you too to be pessimistic about man. It's okay to be. I want you to lock your doors at night. All right? Why do you do that? Why do you lock your car doors when you go to work? Be pessimistic about man. Love them, but be pessimistic, right? Be pessimistic about not just your neighbor, be also pessimistic about yourself. And your own ability to please God, be pessimists. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to please God. Probably not going to get to church every Sunday, Pastor, be honest. Right? I'm going to come to Sunday school every Sunday? Right, you know. Am I going to come some more? I hope so. Rally Day maybe inspired me to do better. And I also can tell you, you really should set your alarm clocks. You know, go to bed earlier. That's okay. We're sinners. We're not perfect. But if we change our habits, change our life, then maybe we'll do it better. It's important. Be pessimistic about yourself, but be radically, totally optimistic about God. He's all in. Not just with a finger or a foot or an eye. He's all in. God cares about you. He's all in. God radically cares about you so much that you too should care about the things that God cares about. Children, salvation, ministry to the one, ministry, mission to the one, and heaven and earth being united in Jesus. Care about that. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.